What a joy it is indeed to have you join us again for another segment of the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. God has blessed Pastor Wayne Cinch with the gift of healing and miracles to preach his word with signs following to the body of Christ. He holds meetings, conventions, crusades, and teaching seminars all around the world, and also reaching many with the gospel of Jesus Christ in building God's kingdom. We're grateful to have him once again on our broadcast today. You can call us at 416-784-1312 or on our toll-free line at 1-888-784-1312. And now I'd like to present to you God's servant for the hour, Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise God. Beloved, what a joy it is to be back with you. And you can get on the line and you can call a friend or two and tell them, listen, the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour is on the air. And they can join us also. Beloved, I would like to continue from where I left off in this segment of this series of message that I just feel God has laid upon my heart to bring to you today. On the last segment I talked about, or the last series, I was talking about how to glorify God in your life. And we need not live for our own glory, our own pleasure. We need not live for our own desire, but we need to live after the desires of God. And we need to live after the desire of the Holy Spirit for our lives. And I read for you the last time I shared this message was from John chapter 12. And I believe I feel led of the Holy Spirit to continue in this chapter. And from verse 28, Jesus says, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. I feel right now that there are some people out there who need the Lord to change the direction and the course of their lives and to bring them into a divine relationship. If, beloved, you are a churchgoer, you might be a person who stopped going to church because of different reasons, and there's some of you out there who need a change in your life. This is your hour. This is your moment for a miracle. There might be someone out there who is sick in your body, and I believe that God wants to heal you. He wants to heal you spiritually. He wants to heal you emotionally. He wants to heal you economically, because he's a healer. He's a deliverer. He is the one who has called you. He wants you to be saved. And I want you to know it is by no accident that you are hearing this prayer outreach broadcast today. And I want you to know also that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. He's the only answer for the day and time, for this hour in which we're living in. And here it is that the Bible declares that God has given us an opportunity. God has given us his word, beloved. That's right. What the world, we're seeing what's going on in the world today. Our world is spiraling out of control. It's spinning out of focus. Even the greatest of the greatest of the minds of the economists of the worlds and the finance ministers all across our planet, they are banging their heads against the wall. Hey, but God has already proven, and he has already given us his word. He says, listen, in the last days, there will be a perilous moment. And I tell you right now, the whole world is at the crossroad of an economic collapse. It has already begun. There is chaos and confusion and decay of morality. All the world today are going through what they call the birth pain of what is to come, beloved. The coming of Christ is more closer and nearer than we can ever imagine. Beloved, I want you to know today that God wants to change your life. And I tell you, if we are not changed, if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, it's going to be very chaotic for us, because we are going to be going through some more horrible things as we continue to walk with God, because that's what the Word of God is there for, to lift us up. Because I tell you, things are not going to get any better around the the world. Things are getting from bad to worse, but we have the grace of God. What the world needs today is the power of the Holy Spirit. What the preachers need today is the power of the Holy Spirit. What every believer needs today is the power of the Holy Spirit. What every child of God needs today is the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God as their shield in order to come through. Many today are losing their jobs. Many today are in great confusion. Many today are going through situations that they don't quite understand. But it's already had been prophesied in the Word of God that we are living in the very closing hour before the return of Jesus Christ. And here it is that Jesus cried out as he was on the way to the cross in John chapter 12 and verse 28. He says, "Father, glorify thy name." Then the Bible says there was a voice that came out of heaven, and that voice says, "Listen, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again." I want you to know, when you call upon God, just like Jesus did as a man, as a human, he became like one of us so that he can reach us at our level. And he prayed and he cried out. Oh yes, he was about to face one of the most horrible scenes of his earthly life. And I tell you something, he was about to carry your sins and my sins on that cross. And he cried out for help. Beloved, I don't know what you're going through today, but I want you to know there is help, because when Jesus called, there was a voice from heaven. And I want to say today, when you call upon God, God is not going to remain silent. No, not in your situation. No, not in your sickness. No, not in your circumstances. God will answer. He is an answering God. And I tell you that when Jesus called on the Father answered him. Can you imagine that Jesus has heard the voice of God many times? In verses 29 through 30, it says right here in John chapter 12 that the people, when they therefore, those who stood by, they heard it, some said it thundered. Other says it was an angel that spoke to him. And Jesus answered and said, "Listen, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes." Now, beloved, I want you to know that in every church, there are two groups of people. One, there is a group that is so natural, that is so carnal, who think in the flesh, who understand things naturally, and do not have the discernment of spiritual giftings nor spiritual things. And then there is the other group. And I want you to know the other group are those who are acquainted with the voice of God. Now, among this crowd, there were two groups right here in John chapter 12, between verses 29 through 30. Oh, some of them, they heard. They heard as though it thundered. That's all they heard. They did not believe in the supernatural power of God. They did not believe in the voice of God. So when God spoke, God blocked out. That's right. He blocked out his words that they did not hear it. And why they did not hear it? Because they had shut God out of their lives. They only understood things the way they want to understand things. They did not have the mind of the Spirit of God. And beloved, when you and I have the mind of God and we have the Spirit of God living in our lives, we are not only going to hear a thunderous voice, but we are going to hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us from the Word of God. I'm not sure what group you belong to, for those of you who are listening to me today, but I would to God that you would be the other group. And Jesus made it very clear. He says, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes." That's right. Now, can you imagine that some said it was the voice of a thunder? Some said, the other group says, it was an angel that spoke unto him. Why? Because they did not understand. There was the other group, on the other hand. One group did believe that it was supernatural. One group believed that, you know what, this is the way God works. And the other group did not understand. You see, this group that was carnal, whenever God does something or God demonstrates his power, they take it naturally. They think in the flesh. They understood things naturally. So the spiritual aspect of those things were not revealed to them. Their hearts were blind because they did not surrender wholeheartedly to the life of the Spirit of Christ. When you and I have the life of Christ or the substance of the Word of Almighty God living in us, we are going to understand spiritual things. Some people who have shut out the Holy Spirit, you know, beloved, I don't know what class you belong to, which one of the groups you belong to today. You might be going to church. You might be reading your Bible. You might be looking like one of those believers. But if you're not filled with the Spirit of God, you do not belong to God. That's what the Bible says. We only belong to Him when His Spirit lives in us. And His Spirit can only live in us when His precious, holy, and redeeming blood has cleansed us from all our sins, from all our hypocrisies, from all our doubts and all our fears, and we will become a new person. If you do not understand and you reject the way, if you are still stuck to your own way of thinking and understanding things, I want you to know, beloved, that you will never hear the voice of the Spirit of God speaking to you. Can you imagine? In verses 29 through 30 of John chapter 12, the Bible says that the people therefore that stood by, they heard. And some said it thundered, because that's all they heard. They heard thunder, because their minds and their spiritual ears were so clogged up by the world and their own desires and their own lifestyle and their own selfishness that they had not surrendered to God. And the others who had been opened and who had been trusting God, they did not hear thunder, but they heard the voice of angels. They knew about the ministry of angels. In the Old Testament, we read a lot about how angels operated. We knew that the Bible declared when the very book on the Gospels opened up, when the angels of God came and they rejoiced over the birth of Christ. And when Angel Gabriel came and announced that Christ will be born from a virgin, beloved, because someone was acquainted with God. Beloved, one of the group did not, however, understand that the angel of the Lord was speaking, but it was the voice of Almighty God. Because verse 28 says, there came a voice from heaven saying, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. Beloved, God wants to glorify our lives. God does not want us to live for ourselves, but God wants us to live after His will. This is the message for each one of you today, that you will be changed. This month, we also need you to get closer to God. And we would like you to write to us. Let us know what this broadcast and this message has done in your life. Remember, others are sacrificing so that you can be built up. Your faith can be built up. Your lives can be changed. And beloved, we would like to hear from you. We would like to know what this program, what this message and the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour is doing in your life. Give us a call. Let us know that this message and this program is transforming your life and bringing you closer to Christ Jesus. Beloved, I would like you to know that Christ came to give life, and that is the life of the Word of Almighty God. Right where you are, I want to pray right there with you. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will touch every listener right now. That, Father, your Holy Spirit will enable every person to let go of their lives and the way they understood things, that they can become better children of yours. Transform them. Let them know, God, it's no longer them who live when they have truly received Christ, but it is Christ Jesus who now lives in them. Until then, God bless you. You can write to us and support us in whatever way you can to keep this program on the air. Until then, we would like to hear from you. And God richly bless you. This is Pastor Wayne saying, you have yourself a blessed day with God.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.